tough with the dump-off passes today, short passes. That probably wasn't the game plan.
Yeah, I mean, they were dropping a lot of guys. It seemed like most of the game, middle of the field, they kind of had a lot of guys in the middle of the field and weren't rushing a bunch of guys. You know, they brought a couple of blitzes, but they were kind of on the fly when we were in a little bit of a more of a hurry-up tempo.
Is that something you expected?
I think we expected to get, some probably a little bit more man-to-man than we got. We got some a little bit on down in the red zone, obviously, and then in a couple of those third down situations, we were able to hit Kyle up the rail and Mike. We got a couple of those plays off. Took a couple shots down the field. We're hoping to be able to take a couple more.
Did they do anything to take away Dennis at all? Because he only into the fourth quarter, he only had one catch.
Like I said, I mean, he's running a lot of his routes over the middle of the field, and when they're dropping guys out and not rushing a bunch of guys, and you're trying to sit in holes and find holes, it can be tough sometimes. Down in the red zone, we were able to hit Darren and we were able to hit Ken out of the backfield because it seemed like they were doubling him. They're playing man-to-man and putting an extra guy over Dennis, at least on a couple of the plays down there.
Do you think they did that because of all the success you had against Miami in the middle?
It's tough to say. I think a lot of the time when you have a good tight end, a lot of the times we've come up here, they've found different ways to try to take them out of the game, whether it's not let them off the line of scrimmage or whatever. But you have to be ready for everything with these guys. These guys, New England, they're very game specific, with their game plans, so you have to be ready to expect everything.
Joe, what's your kind of takeaway from this game where you were down by 20, you came back, but you just didn't?
Yeah. The biggest thing I can think of is we just didn't finish drives. I think early on we moved the ball. We got the first 30 yards. We got moving, but then we just stalled out, and that probably hurt us in the long run.
Now it's 7-6. You're one game behind the Steelers, three games remaining. What's kind of the mindset right now?
Yeah, well, it doesn't really matter what our record is. Just like I heard you guys say, we just got to win our games. Obviously Pittsburgh's a game ahead of us, but we still have another game against them at their place, so it'll be tough, but we just got to focus 1 week at a time and go win football games.